Yo, what is up, all you primetime players, all you primetime fans, and all you newcomers that's just coming on to the podcast? This is the Primetime Thoughts Podcast, and I am your host, Primetime Scott, Zachariah Scott, however you call me, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, I am so sorry that I've been away for a minute. I think it's been a month since I posted a last podcast episode, but I've been waiting. I've been trying to give you guys episode 150, but I wanted to do a boys only. I wanted to do a guys only. I wanted to do just straight me, Troy, Jared, Ramon, all on the podcast, but our schedule's just been going crazy. Like, I've personally been busy, they've personally been busy. We're all grown-ass men, and we all got stuff going on in our lives and stuff, so we're all busy. So it's unfortunate that we couldn't meet up and do a podcast episode, but I was like, okay, well, I gotta still give you guys a podcast episode, because there's been fire ass topics that's been out. There's been fire ass content that's about to come, that could have came out in this time and stuff like that. So the show gotta keep going on. Eventually, I'll get the boys on whenever. I'll get one of them on, or two of them, or all three of them on eventually. But with that being said, this is episode 150. Like I said, I am your host, Primetime Scott, and let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. So at the time of this recording, I'm recording this on Sunday, right? So Sunday before the Bills and Dolphins game. But I'm gonna get into the Bills and Dolphins game in a minute. We just gotta go back to Saturday to talk about the NFL wild card games, right? Something that my guy Dot, shout out Fire 6 Gaming, shout out Fire 6 Gaming fam and stuff like that. But something that me and Dot was talking about yesterday is my background is he didn't say it was trash, but it was like it's not pleasing to the younger audience and stuff like that. It looks like I'm in my bedroom recording and stuff like that, which I am in my bedroom recording. But if I had something more in my background, it would look better, or some LEDs or something like that. So I do agree with him. I definitely agree. I always been thinking that myself, and normally I would have flags up and stuff like that, but seeing how I'm about to move out of this room and go back home to New Orleans, because I'll be getting out of the army, I'll be going back home in New Orleans sometime in January towards the end of the month or towards the beginning of February, I should be back home in New Orleans. So if y'all see more phone recordings and less me with the microphone and on the desktop, but y'all see more phone recordings and more like YouTube shorts and stuff like that, don't be so surprised. It's because I'm moving. I'm trying to get back trying to get my setup, how that's gonna work and being in New Orleans and stuff like that. Now I haven't been there for a while, haven't been there in years. Gonna be with my aunt Shirley, shout out to Shirley. Also gonna be with my wife Judith, shout out to her. So it's gonna be a change around here for a little bit. So I'm just trying to give y'all a heads up that it's gonna be a change of scenery, but it's gonna be a change of scenery for the better, because I'll be all around New Orleans recording stuff around New Orleans, especially in front of the Smoothie King Center, especially in front of the Superdome, and give you guys dope ass fucking content and talking to the people, because I am a man of the people. I'm gonna be talking to the people, just be going around asking people like, hey, what do you think about the Pelicans? What do you think about the Saints? Like, what do you think about Dennis Allen? And should he be the head coach for the New Orleans Saints next season? Who you think should be the Saints quarterback? How do you feel about Zion and Zion's recent injuries? But before Zion got hurt, how do you feel about Zion and how he's playing? Is Zion playing to an all-star caliber? Is he playing to MVP caliber? What do you think is going to happen when Brandon Ingram comes back, and Brandon Ingram and Zion and CJ McCollum is on the tear? How do you feel about Big Jonas and how I fucked up his name? How you feel about Big V and how he's playing, and should he be getting the ball more? Should he stay as a fourth option? There is so much stuff to cover that I just love. And I'm not only gonna be talking about New Orleans teams, I'm gonna also be talking about still the NFL, because the NFL draft is gonna be covered in the playoffs, and still the NBA, all around the NBA and stuff like that. But That's a quick update. But let's get into the NFL Wild Card Saturday. Yo, that was dope. That was great. This is why people love Super Wild Card Saturday, Super Wild Card Sunday. This is why people love the NFL playoffs, because it is so unpredictable when you get in, and never in the never say die attitude is always on, and people just absolutely love it. If you don't think the NFL gets viewership and ratings, you are crazy. Now, they might not get more viewership than the FIFA World Cup, but that's another debate for another time, and I got to get two other people to talk about that on the podcast. But that's another debate for another time. But back to the NFL Wild Card, right? So, we had the 49ers dominate the Seattle Seahawks in a crazy second round. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, Mr. Third String Quarterback, Mr. Rookie Third String Quarterback, when the 49ers went to get the fifth overall pick and get Trey Lance, and Trey Lance was supposed to be the starter this year, but he got hurt in the second game. And then they went back to Jimmy Garoppolo, who they were trying to trade in the offseason, trying to get rid of in the offseason. But then they signed him back just in case of it for insurance policy. And Jimmy Garoppolo was leading them for a while. And then Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. Sorry, I had to take a drink. So now you bring in a third string Brock Purdy. And Jimmy Garoppolo was gone for the season. Trey Lance was gone for the season. So I guarantee you the 49ers faithful was just like, well, this is going to be end of the season. Brock Purdy isn't going to be able to do anything. He's not going to be able to win us games. We're going to be out of the playoff run. And I bet you Seattle on the other side was like, this is our division to win. This is our division to win. This is our division to win. They got a third-string quarterback. This third-string quarterback isn't going to do anything. But Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy proved everybody wrong, man. He proved everybody wrong by coming in and winning five games even before you get to the wild card. But let me get back to the second half, right? Let me focus on this wild card game, right? But the Brock Purdy story is absolutely crazy. And after this game, it's going to be very, very hard to give away his starting job to somebody else, like a Trey Lance who was just coming off an injury, versus a Brock Purdy who led you to multiple games and led you to a wild card game against your division rival. But he did struggle in the first half a little bit, right? But in the second half, that was a relentless attack by Brock Purdy in the 49ers defense, right? He had four total touchdowns. He went 18 for 30 for the entire game. Went for 332 yards and a rushing touchdown, and became the first rookie quarterback to win a playoff game since Russell Wilson did in 2012. Hey man, that was absolutely incredible by the 49ers, incredible by the 49ers defense. And like I was saying, man, it is going to be very, very hard to take away that starting quarterback job from Brock Purdy. I personally hope that he keeps the job, because, man, I always love an underdog story. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do. Do they bring back Jimmy Garoppolo just in case to be a backup and pay him nice backup money? Do you keep Trey Lance on the bench and you still start Brock Purdy, but you keep Trey Lance as an insurance policy because you traded up to get Trey Lance? Or do you trade away Trey Lance because you know people are always looking for quarterbacks, and especially a young quarterback? And if you're looking for a young quarterback that's out there, I'm more sure the New Orleans Saints, who's about to get some draft pick capital, they'll be more than game to look into the 49ers trade for Trey Lance. Now, I wouldn't say they're going to get the same value that the 49ers did on draft day, but they're going to get somewhat value, you know? But we got to really, really get into this second game. This second game was absolutely crazy, right? This second game was the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. We saw Trey Lance led the Jaguars from a 27-0 hole in an epic comeback, overcoming overcoming four interceptions. But he threw four interceptions in the first half. Trey Lance threw four passes on four consecutive drives and ran for a 2-point conversion to cut the Chargers' lead to 30-28 in the second half. He then led the Jaguars on a 10-play, 68-yard game-winning drive. Game-winning drive for kicker Patterson. It was a 36-yard field goal as time expired. Trey Lance in the second half had 211 yards for three touchdowns in the second half alone. Right. That was the third largest comeback in playoff history. Trey, this is why you go out there and you go get a Trey Lance, and Trey Lance is a first overall pick. This is why you go out there and you go get a Super Bowl winning quarterback like a Doug Peterson, because Doug Peterson was calling the game like he would normally call in a game. He was calling the game. He wasn't taking risks. He was just calling the game like he normally would. And Trey Lance had finally calmed down and was using his eyes. And the pass blocking got much better. His receivers got more open, and they were able to. And the Chargers defense basically shit the bed. And they, but Justin Herbert, he wasn't. Justin Herbert was playing conservative. The coaching staff was playing, his offensive coaching staff was playing conservative, and that defense was playing conservative because they knew they were up by 27, and they just thought shit was sweet. And they thought everything was sweet, and they thought it was just gonna be an easy game, and they thought that nothing was gonna happen, and the Jaguars weren't going to be able to come back in the second half, but the Jaguars proved them wrong. And the second half, the Jaguars managed to end up and All right. The Chargers was definitely playing conservative. Justin Herbert was playing conservative with some of the passes that he was throwing. The play calling was a little conservative, and then some of his receivers, they just couldn't get open. They couldn't break anything. I think Keelan Allen barely got the ball, and then some of the guys were dropping. They weren't running the ball. All you had to do was just Eckler, Austin Eckler, who is a touchdown machine, who could have just grinded the game out for you, and now you're using a whole bunch of time of possession. But no, you guys are going three and out, punt, three and out, punt, and that just led the Jaguars to come right back, because you guys are giving them good field position and giving up easy drives. What else? All right. With that being said, right? I love the comeback from the Jaguars. I was hoping the Jaguars win anyway. The Jaguars were my pick. The 49ers were my pick as well. But let's get into, to end out this episode, let's get into some picks for Wild Card Sunday and Wild Card Monday, right? So, for the NFL Wild Card Sunday, we have the Bills versus Dolphins on CBS. I have the Bills winning because they're the second. They're the second seed, but they have a more healthier team. If Tua was actually playing, then this would be a mix-up, and I would be like, okay, this is going to go down to who have the ball last. But since Tua isn't playing, and they have a third-string quarterback out there, I'm going to Bills, and I think the Bills are going to smoke the Dolphins. We have the Giants, the New York Giants versus the Minnesota Vikings. That game is going to be at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. I have the Vikings on this one. Now, the Kirk Cousins and that Vikings offense do shit the bed sometimes, right? And they go missing sometimes, but you could also say the same thing about the Giants. I feel like we've seen the Vikings more. We know what the Vikings are, and then the Giants, they sometimes just don't show up, and they sometimes just. I feel more comfortable in quarterback play. I feel more comfortable with a Kirk Cousins who's been there before and done well in the playoffs and postseason before versus a Daniel Jones who I think this is going to be his first playoff appearance, or maybe his second playoff appearance. I think he was with that Giants team that. He might have been with that Giants team with Odell and those receivers a couple of years ago. But I feel more comfortable with the Vikings, so I'm taking the Vikings. This next one is going to be the Bengals versus the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson confirmed on social media that he is not playing. He's still going through some things with his knees and his ankles, so he's still dealing with an injury and he is not playing. Which is smart on his part because it's a contract year. He could get fucking Deshaun Watson type of money, Patrick Mahomes type of money. Like he could get the highest paid quarterback type of money, right? So that's smart on his part. But that game is gonna be 8:15 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. I'm going to Bengals, and then for Monday we have the Cowboys. The Cowboys, the terrible Cowboys versus the awful, downright disgusting. And YouTube has made it to where I really can't curse in the amount of span of time before I get demonetized. So I have to be very, very careful with my words because these two teams, I hate them very much. So YouTube made it so I want to be monetized. So I can't talk about how much I really hate these two teams. And I hope somehow this game does not end up happening so both these teams don't have to advance to the playoffs. Because the Cowboys and the Tom Brady sucky, the Cowboys and the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing at 8:15 East Coast time on Monday. ESPN, ABC, and all of the Disney little things. You know, that's basically the NFL Disney little game, right? So, if somehow this game does not play or does not even start, or something just happens, you know, if somehow I don't have to sit here on Monday night, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a great Martin Luther King Jr. Day, you know, if I don't have to sit here on MLK Day, if I don't have to sit here on MLK Day, and watch this game, that would be even better. But if I do have to sit and watch this terrible, awful game on MLK Day, which I'm gonna be more looking at basketball, me personally, because my Miami Heat, my New Orleans Pelicans are playing that game, so I'm gonna be looking at more basketball because you know there's gonna be a whole bunch of basketball games on that. Also, I'm gonna be making a YouTube short and coming out with my NBA picks for games on MLK Day. So right after this, go check out my YouTube short, and you're gonna you can use my picks for all your little sports betting apps. My picks are guarantees that I feel like is gonna win, so you should go with it too. You go make some money. You could go make some money. But with that being said, if I had to go with somebody, I guess I would have to go with the damn Dallas Cowboys. Even though I feel like Dak Prescott is going to choke this fucking game somehow, and Tom Brady is going to get another last minute drive to where he wins the damn game. If I had to pick, I would say the Cowboys, but the Cowboys don't know how to close games. Mike McCarthy doesn't know how to close games. Dallas, Dak Prescott cannot throw the ball deep. He cannot make the smart plays. I don't want to outright pick Tom Brady because that defense is terrible. There's been times where that offense has been terrible, and Tom Brady doesn't even show up. But it's just a tale of two awful, awful teams. And if I had to pick who is going to be the better overall team on paper, I would have to pick the Cowboys. Unfortunately, they're going to be playing in Tampa. I don't want to pick the Cowboys. I don't want to pick Tampa either. This is going to be an awful game. I'm going to be more looking at NBA games. The only reason why I'm not going to be sitting there looking at this game is because the Heat and the Pelicans play early in the day. And then this is going to be a late night game. But those are my picks for the rest of the wild card round. Next episode, you guys are going to be seeing is going to be episode 151, and that's going to be me recapping the wild card round, the wild card Sunday, wild card Monday. Let me actually write. So I had to recall, I had the Bills winning, I have the Vikings winning, I have the Bengals winning, I have the Cowboys winning. Now, people are going to be like, oh, you're just going with the favorites. Yes, because they're good teams and because they have better teams overall. I'm sorry, but look at the situation. The Dolphins don't have a good, legit quarterback. The Vikings, they have a young quarterback. The Giants has a young quarterback, and their offense goes missing sometimes. That defense is really good, but that defense could be shaky as well. The Ravens, there's no Lamar Jackson. And then with the Bucks, the Bucks are fucking 7-9 going into this, or 8-9 or something like that. Yes, they have Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, you know, but or the greatest quarterback of all time, excuse me, but and the Cowboys are god awful. Mike McCarthy is god awful, and they need to go find another head coach. Dak Prescott is god awful, and they need to start looking at different quarterbacks because Cooper Rush had led them to a better offense, and that offense looked much better. And then Dak Prescott came in, and oh lordy, just look at that Commanders game. And funny enough, my aunt Sherilyn, a big Cowboys fan, is texting me about something. So this can only be interesting. Oh, she's telling me when I get back to New Orleans that we got to go to some LSU games. Yes, very much. Going to some LSU football games, going to some men's basketball, women's basketball, and to some LSU baseball games. So I'm very much going back to some LSU games. But with that being said, this has been your boy Prime Time Scott. Go check me out on TikTok with Primetime Thoughts TikTok. Go check me out on YouTube as well, Primetime Thoughts Podcast. And go check us out on Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Go check us out. Just type in the name Prime Time Thoughts Podcast and you're going to see us right there. Go check out all the previous episodes. Go check out the YouTube shorts. Go check out, like I said, go check out the TikToks. And with that being said, this has been your boy. This has been episode 150. And I will catch y'all very, very soon. Peace. Love y'all. Y'all have a nice day.